25 years ago, geologist Peter O'Hooley was on an expedition in Norway when he made a discovery in a sediment core that puzzled him.
And there I found first these amazing pollen grains, which looked to me like the ones I knew from the Cretaceous.
That's the relatively warm geological period, 140 million years ago, when dinosaurs dominated the landscape, and scientists believe new groups of mammals and birds, as well as flowering plants, appeared. The problem was that he had dated the core to the Triassic, or 100 million years earlier, in Earth's history.
But for many of my colleagues, it doesn't fit the pictures that these pollen are occur in the Middle Triassic. So I thought they were contaminants. And I suspected that they came from the lab. In the lab, they also prepared Cretaceous sediments. So I thought that they made kind of a mess.
But he doesn't think so anymore. Now a paleobotanist at the University of Zurich, O'Hooley has focused his research on finding the origin of flowering plants, which evolved from extinct plants related to today's conifers, seed ferns, and pollen. O'Hooley works with organic fossils, those leaves, woody particles, spores, and pollen extracted from sediment cores. His new study in the journal Frontiers in Plant Science describes pollen extracted from sediment cores in Switzerland. Interestingly, the date is consistent with his earlier suspicions more than two decades ago.
I think it's the direct line of in the evolution of flowering plants. We are sure that the assemblages of the pollen and spores we found, they're about 240 million years old.
The finding extends the uninterrupted sequence of fossilized pollen from flowers by 100 million years. O'Hooley says his previous study in 2004 documented different but clearly related flowering plant-like pollen from the Barents Sea, some 4,800 kilometers away.
And I think they are more widespread and more common than we originally thought. Originally, we thought that this Barents Sea area would be kind of the cradle of the flowering plant evolution. But that's certainly not the case.
Charles Darwin described the origin of plants as an abominable mystery because they appeared to spread across the Earth in such a relatively short time. While O'Hooley's work pushes the date back, he says gaps remain and the record is spotty.
I'm searching for the roots and searching for a group of plants, or I'm searching for plants which are at the base of the flowering plants.
O'Hooley says more fossil evidence is needed to confirm his findings, a task he has committed his life to find. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.